We're visiting again with Jack Oswald, CEO of Syngest. Syngest is the company that is building a plant in Menlo, Iowa, and proposes to turn corn cobs into ammonia in the future. Jack, give us an update on this project, and I understand you've got some public information meetings coming up this week.
Tomorrow, Tuesday the 16th and Wednesday the 17th in Guthrie County. The first one's in Guthrie Center at the Activity Center, and the one on Wednesday is at the Menlo Community Building. We're at 7 o'clock both nights. We're going to be giving just an overview and update of where we are in the project and what's coming next. We've already begun the process of pre-planning for construction. If things go according to the plan, we'll do some the first stages of site preparation this fall and begin hard construction at the first thaw of 2010.
So these meetings, are they designed for the farmers in the community or everybody?
Well, we've been wanting to just make sure that we provided an opportunity for anybody to come and ask whatever questions they have. So far, everybody's been wonderfully supportive, but it's a whole new thing. So there's a lot of curiosity. People want to learn more, and I think that's fantastic. And we love sharing what we're doing, so we're very happy. We have no idea how many people are going to come, but we're getting a sense we're probably get a pretty good turnout.
Are you looking for investors at this point?
As a CEO of an early stage company, you're always looking for investors. But so if there are people interested, we'll obviously talk to them. Mostly this is really just to share information, find out if anybody has any issues or concerns or just any questions at all. And we'll also have some of the harvesting equipment manufacturers will be giving some presentations on their either modifications or add-on equipment that can be purchased for simultaneous collection of corn cobs at the same time as harvesting corn, which hopefully is the beginning of, spreading the word about how one can make money off of, extra money off of doing what you're already doing today, but instead of throwing the cobs back in the field, collecting them and making sure they get delivered to us.
You mentioned the reaction you've been getting to this being positive for the most part.
Yeah, the county supervisors have been very supportive. Various folks, leaders, business leaders in the local community. We've met folks from the Corn Growers Association. They're very excited about it, just pretty much everybody we talked to, they're just enthusiastic and supportive and want to just do whatever they can to help. And at this point, we're that attitude is making a lot, it helps make a lot of difference for us, keeps us going every day.
Review for me again, if you would, as briefly as you can, the process we're talking about here.
Yeah, it's an area, what they call gasification, and gasification is just the engineer's fancy term for burning. And the reason why is that we're burn it in a closed vessel so that nothing escapes. And the idea is that you want to, as easily as possible, break apart all of those corn cobs into chemical components that we can then manipulate and create the ammonia. So when you gasify in the presence of mostly oxygen, the thing continues to burn all by itself as long as we keep putting the corn cobs in there. And that's a sort of self-continuous process. What you get is carbon monoxide and hydrogen. And since ammonia is made from nitrogen and hydrogen, what we're doing is basically taking that hydrogen that we produce and taking nitrogen from the air and using a catalytic process that's the same one that they use today for making ammonia, producing it from the corn cobs and air. But we're not using any fossil fuel in that process, and so it's a very low carbon, in fact, carbon negative process, which, as it looks like we may actually end up with a climate change bill here becoming law before too long. Wherever we end up means that those folks that get a chance to buy low carbon, bioammonia is what we call it, will have an advantage in terms of, carbon accounting, and then also anybody who makes fuel from that, the agriculture will also have low carbon fuel as a result as well. So we're pretty excited about what we get to do to help out in these markets.
Recently, we've talked to companies that are planning to use corn cobs for cellulosic ethanol in the future. We've also talked to a group that wants to turn corn cobs into pellets, which could then be burned in a coal-fired power plant mixed with the coal. Do you see the day when maybe you're having to bid up for a farmer's corn cobs?
It's always possible. When we started this business, it was one of the things we had to look at early on. And from a business point of view, a ton of corn cobs is a ton of corn cobs to everybody. And the real question is, can your technology and your business practice make more money off of that same ton than some other technology and business practice? And the analysis that we came to is that initially, certainly in these markets, anhydrous ammonia is the most valuable thing you can make out of corn cobs. So we believe, and our analysis shows, that we can always pay a little bit more than everybody else and still make plenty of money off of our process. So we'll always have plenty of supply and be just fine. Over time, and there's so much biomass available, I'm not really that worried about it. We also have the ability to change the back end of our process, and instead of making ammonia, we can make other kinds of fuels. We can make ethanol, we can make something called butanol, which is an alcohol that's more similar to gasoline, and in fact, it is very likely to be sort of the new wave in fuel production, even from corn over the next 5 to 10 years. But there are other things we can make that are replacements for propane. So there are a lot of high-value energy products that we can also make once we've started making serious inroads into the fertilizer market.
Have you put out a preliminary estimate on what you might be paying for cobs in the first year of operation?
You know, it's hard to tell because the market doesn't really exist for biorefineries right now. It seems that the range for cobs can go anywhere from $30 to $50 for cosmetics and specialty products and in some cases for bedding or supplements for feed. It's just hard to tell exactly where the price needs to be attractive to make it worth harvesting. Although, out of the gate, it's going to be very interesting because of the fact that there's a program that the USDA has just finally announced last week to help convert people over to collection of corn cobs for delivery to biorefineries, where for 2 years they'll pay a matching per ton subsidy. So if the price was $50, well, actually $45 max, then the actual total payment would be $90. Or whatever the price comes out to be. And they may also end up having some additional funds available to help defray some of the expense of buying the equipment that will allow simultaneous corn and corn cob collection, which we're strongly encouraging them to do to make the transition smooth. And so we have lots of biomass available for production of fertilizer and fuels and maximize the what we do off of every acre of land.
In an earlier interview, you had talked about that you would be working with a Midwestern company on this project, as far as I think in putting them in charge of collecting cobs possibly and distributing the ammonia. Have you announced that yet?
We have not. That's still in place, and there may in fact be more than one involved to help spread the workload. Because there's been a lot of interest from co-ops to get involved in these activities. So probably not be till July before that becomes public information, but that's still going to be a big part of our plans.
All right. So we'll remind people again, meetings on Tuesday and Wednesday, informational meetings. They can learn more about the project.
And if they want, they can also go to our website, Syngest, SYNGEST.com. Information about the company and our technology and also information about the meetings as well.
Thank you, Jack. Jack Oswald, CEO of Syngest.